very end, and effectively removing him within a couple of days of his leaving office, you know, 4 or 5 days before he's leaving office. And that's even assuming you have the marriage. You got to be very careful with this. When you start to remove presidents for what you perceive as a mental disability, it is a standard that can easily be abused. This is about constitutional faults, not character faults. And it's very dangerous if you start to say, well, I just view him as unstable, unless you've got very strong grounds.
The wild card round of the NFL playoffs begin on Saturday with 3 games. Game 1 just after 1 o'clock Eastern time will see the Buffalo Bills host the Indianapolis Colts. The nightcap on Saturday is the Washington football team hosting the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's dry night tonight, followed by a partly cloudy to mostly sunny afternoon Friday. Once again, there's a chance of that overnight patch of fog that might be dense. 50s. Friday afternoon goes to a high of lower 70s. Chance of showers coming in Friday night and Saturday with a cool front coming down. Highs of lower 70s. Cooler with clearing Saturday night, drops to the 50s. A cooler Sunday, some clouds come back. Late day scattered showers. The highs of the 60s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO.
A single car accident victim can require as many as 100 pints of blood. That's why the American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org. The American Red Cross needs you to donate blood today. Make an appointment or find the nearest blood drive by visiting www.redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
I have a lot of things I want to get off my chest.
We just gotta do what we do. We play like we play. We be us. We be special. We smell greatness. We finish strong. Yes, from the top.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are tonight's entertainment.
I got something to say.
Welcome to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com. No subjects are off limits, so call in with your questions or comments to 504-556-9696. And now here are the hosts of the Something to Say radio show, BJ Rust with Mike Hinson.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM, streaming live on WGSO.com, and of course, we can be found on the TuneIn app. Mike, how are you this evening, sir?
I'm not doing it. It's Friday.
Yeah. Good. Are you a couple fingers into a glass of whiskey already?
Yeah, actually, I didn't realize it was Friday until a little while ago, so I was like, can I make a drink? Is it time? I don't know what's going on here. So, yeah, why not? Sure.
Spoken like a true Louisianian.
Well, I've worked from home for most of the week, and so it just kind of threw me off. I didn't know what day it was. Like, is today Friday? It's like, oh, crap. Yeah, it is. I don't have anything for Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. And so I just kind of went on that, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I can make a drink. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, it's the time has came. My friend, it's time for the NFL playoffs, and I guess we should start with our Saints and Bears. We'll start there with the preview. The line hasn't changed. We're still a 10-point favorite, and the over-under is 47. So, what are you looking for in this game?
I'm looking to see if, well, and let me back up for a second. I want to say something in a lead up to what I'm looking for. The thing that everybody, all the prognosticators, all the talking heads, et cetera, keep talking about, the Saints are choke artists when they get to the playoffs, you know. And yes, we've had quite a few years, the last few years, where things have happened to us. Last year, we did it to ourselves. And then, you know, oh, well, the Bears are due, et cetera. The thing that nobody has talked about is that this is very likely Breece's last year. And so, first off, because of the last few years in the playoffs, there are a lot of chips on a lot of shoulders. Second, if this is Breece's last year, not only does he want to go out with a win, but every single person on that team wants Breece to leave the NFL with a second Super Bowl ring. And so the thing that I'm looking for is for everybody to be on point, everybody to be at the top of their game. Those two things lead me to believe that everybody will be at or near the top of their game. That's what I want to see.
I would agree. You know, we've even the games we've won in the playoffs over the last few years, they haven't, they've all been tight. And, you know, it would be nice this weekend if we just go in, take care of business, do exactly what we're supposed to do, not mess around with the Bears, don't give them any glimmers of hope. Because, you know, the whole thing is with them, everybody's counted them out. So, you know, that's what Matt Nagy is telling. You know, that's the motivational speech is nobody believes in you, but we can, you know, everybody in this room believes in ourselves. It's going to be that type of rah-rah type of a deal. So, you know, that's what you got to overcome. And you can't – what you have to do is you have to grab them by the throat from the first kickoff, and you don't let go. And you just take care of business. And, you know, we have to play it like it's our last game because it could be. And it could be Breeze's last game, just like you said. And if you're looking at the head-to-head, it's an 8-8 team. And truthfully, they're a team that has their eyes on a new starting quarterback, even though they're in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
They're an 8-8 team. If you look at the matchup head-to-head for this season, they average 23 points a game. The Saints average 30. They rush for 102 per game. The Saints are 141. Passing yards is pretty similar. They're 228, we're 234. And their total offense, 331 to our 376. And defense, you know, is good. You know, as much as people talk about their defense, they give up 344 yards a game. We give up 310.
Yeah.
So, you know, the biggest thing is – you have to take care of the running game with these guys because you want to make Mitchell Trubisky throw the ball.
Yes,
make him make decisions. Don't let him run. Don't let him get out of the pocket and do things with his legs.
Don't let him get out of the pocket. Don't let him actually run.
Right.
You hold him in that pocket and make him throw that ball.
Absolutely. You make him make those decisions, and he's not great at making decisions when it comes down to it. He makes poor decisions. That's why he got benched halfway through the season for Nick Foles. And granted, you know, the last time we played these guys during the regular season, it took overtime to beat them, but at the same time, we were without essentially all of our wide receivers. And we still took care of business. You know, the offensive line for the Bears is going to have to have a great one of the best days of their career to keep our defensive line at bay. Now, there was a little bit of bad news that came out tonight that Trey Hendrickson will be out for the game, who leads the team in sacks. But at the same time, this is why we have Marcus Davenport, and this is why we have the depth that we do, and Curtis Granderson. Those are the reasons why. And, you know, our injury report isn't looking too bad. Nick Easton, who's going to be out for the rest of the year with concussions, he's ruled as out. Trey Hendrickson, like we just said, he's out. Everybody else was a full go today. And the big thing for the Bears is they could be missing Roquan Smith, their number one draft pick inside linebacker, who didn't practice today but is, quote-unquote, a game-time decision. So I think there's a little gamesmanship being played by Matt Nagy when it comes to that.
Yeah, Sean Payton is all about that. He's used to it. Like, hey, guys, y'all prepare for this guy.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if he doesn't play, then so be it. And on top of it, I don't know if you saw social media, but Alvin Kamara tweeted last night, I'll see you all Sunday. So, and also C.J. Gardner-Johnson, he hasn't been released from COVID protocol, but he says he has. So no official word on that. But, you know, we'll see. It really, for me, it just comes down to we can't let them use the Eagles playbook on us. You know, that's which I think this is two different animals. I believe that when we played the Eagles, we were looking at the Chiefs instead of the Eagles, and we thought we could just, as one of my coaches once said, just throw your shoes out there and win the game. I never really understood what the hell throwing your shoes out there meant, but you know, I think that's what's that.
So then I guess your feet have to be in them. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what the hell that meant. But
just trying to help. I don't know.
I'm 41 years old, and that was when I was in high school. So, you know, however long ago that was, I don't want to do the math. But, yeah, I've never figured out what the hell throwing your shoes out there meant. But, you know, whatever. Yeah, the keys to the Bears matchups, they're going to have to run the ball effectively, which is not going to be an easy task against the Saints. You know, you would have to look at David Montgomery getting over 100 yards rushing, and how often have we given up 100 yards rushing to anybody? What, once?
Once in 53 games or something.
Yeah. So, you know, it's an uphill battle for sure. And then you have the matchup between Lattimore and Allen Robinson, which, you know, Lattimore has that issue of where he has those games where if it's not if he's not going up against the Julio Jones or the Devontae Adams, then he kind of floats around. But I don't think you're going to see that. I believe with it being the playoffs, and I truly believe the Saints, they know what's being said about him, and they know what everybody expects. And unfortunately, it's the same thing that we dealt with the St. Louis Blues. Everybody expects them to choke, and you know, you just have to go out there. Remember a couple of years ago they had the big banner that said prove them right? Well, now I think it's prove them wrong.
Just thinking that,
you know, so you know, and also you got to think about the matchup of Sean Payton's play calling against Chuck Pagano's defense. And I'm sure that, you know, we've both said in the past couple of years, it seemed like the play calling got really strange in the playoffs and not as aggressive as what we're all used to seeing. So I think that's really something else that hopefully changes and we see more aggression. Yes. And get the ball down the field. You know, don't mess around. And like I said at the beginning, don't let anybody hang around. You know, we know where we need to go, and we know what we need to do to get there.
Yep. Rule from beginning to end.
Absolutely. So let's take a break and come back, and we'll play a game. We'll play a game. How about that? It's all fun and games on Fridays, right? So
yes,
we'll
it is.
Play does a law school grad know? So we'll do that, and we'll come back with more of the Something to Say radio show right after this.
At Grace at the Green Light, we believe that everyone deserves a hot meal, a welcoming community, and the chance to go home again. Every month, our Meals with Love program feeds thousands of homeless New Orleanians, while our Going Home initiative sends people who are homeless here home to loved ones across the country. You can help create a new home and hope for those who need it most. To see how, visit our website at www.graceatthegreenlight.org.
This is Roland Creason from Nola Town Bible Study. Let's get back to Bible study.
Tuesdays at 7 p.m.
here on WGSO 990 AM.
Tim McNally, host of the Dine, Wine, and Spirit Show on WGSO 990 AM. Every weekday from 4 until 5 from the heart of the Crescent City.
Listen up to the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Mondays at 8 p.m. for dinner hour. Dinner jackets or straight jackets. The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover on WGSO.
We study all of the statistics and then we make our decisions. And there's nothing wrong with an informed decision. But sometimes we need to get back to the core truth of who we are as God's people. We need to learn what it means to live by faith.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Life God Blesses, next time on Turning Point.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And Mike, do you have your thinking cap on?
I hope so.
Now, the bigger question, did Skyler have his thinking cap on? Because that's what this is all about. I should get in my game show announce voice, right? Hey, all right. Mike Hansen. Are you ready to play Does a Law School Grad Know?
Sure.
All right, here we go. Yeah, how about that entrance music? All right. So we'll do a practice question to start it off. Are you ready? So only thing you got to do is I'm going to read the question, and then you tell me whether or not Skyler, a law school grad, knows the answer. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right. So the first question is, which song topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart for a record 19 consecutive weeks in 2019? Does Skyler know?
I'm gonna say no.
You're gonna go with no? You're sure? You want to lock that in?
Yeah, it's very new, so he may know, but I'm gonna go with no.
All right, so you're locking it in. All right, here we go. Again, which song topped the Billboard Hot 100 chart for a record 19 consecutive weeks in 2019? Let's see if Skyler knows.
What song topped Billboard Top 100 chart for a record 19 consecutive weeks in 2019?
I do not know that one. Thank You Next by Ariana Grande.
You got it right. See, it's that easy. Wow. All right, so you're ready to do this for real? There's fabulous prizes. The only thing you have to do is get two out of three of these questions correct, and there'll be a fabulous prize for you.
And, cool. Sounds good.
I'll have to figure out what that fabulous prize is, but you'll get something, I'm sure.
It's a Ferrari or a vacation in Fiji or something.
Absolutely. All right, so let's get ready for question number two. What is Kramer's first name on Seinfeld? What is Kramer's first name on Seinfeld? Will Skyler know this?
Skyler's kind of a weirdo, and so he may know a very weird thing from a TV show from probably before he was born. But I'm gonna go.
You're gonna go no? You're sure? 100%.
I feel like he may, but I'm going
to
go with no.
All right, we're going to lock in no. All right, let's hear what he had to say.
On the show Seinfeld, what is Kramer's first name?
I did not watch Seinfeld. I'm going to just go with John.
Hey, there you go. You got you're on the board right there. You only need one more to win.
Yes. Can I say the answer?
Yes, you can say the answer.
Cosmo Kramer.
And the answer to the previous question was Old Town Road by Lil Nas X featuring Billy Ray Cyrus. So there you go. All right. So you ready to move on to number three? Or not, yes. Actually number two that counts.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Here we go. Number three. What is the height of the rim in basketball? What is the height of the rim in basketball? Would Skyler know this?
Considering he has professional athletes in his family.
Sure.
He would know, but I don't know. That's a pretty easy one. I guess I'll go with yes on that. He'll know.
Oh, and okay, if it's so easy, how tall is it?
It's 10 feet.
Yes, it is. Very good. All right, so you want to lock in yes?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Let's see if he got this one.
What is the height of the rim in basketball?
10 feet.
You got it right.
Damn.
You're the big winner. Now, do you want to go for bonus points? Because this one will be really interesting for you. Or it may, yeah, we'll just go with that. All right, we'll do one last one. Let's see if you can make it a clean sweep. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
All right, name the band that James Hetfield is the lead singer of. Name the band. Can he name the band that James Hetfield is the lead singer of?
If he doesn't know this one, find him, Flora. I'm going to say that he does not know it.
You're sure? You're going to lock that in?
Yeah. He doesn't really seem like a Metallica listener after the 5 years or whatever that I've known him, so.
All right, we're going to lock it in. All right, let's see if he knows who James Hetfield is the lead singer of.
Name the band that James Hetfield is the lead singer of.
Nope.
Give me a band.
I'll go with U2.
Not
remember
the
U2
Metallica at the same time,
right? But you were right. You know Skyler way too well. I think this works better whenever we get other people to play the game.
I agree.
But either
I've been
way,
for quite a while. So.
But either way, you won fabulous prizes, Michael J. Fox Henson, and of course, just wait for those by the mailbox. They'll be coming anytime now. Who knows what you could get? You could get a trip to on the new Titanic. Who knows what it could be? It could be all kinds of fun stuff. So,
I feel like a trip on the Titanic is probably what I'll win. So.
Well, you probably will, but you never know. You just have to. You just have to keep watching. And thanks for playing our game. How about that music? I really thought I would do better. I forgot about that at the end of it. All right, so what do you say we get our bearings and we hit the news at the bottom of the hour and we'll come back. WGSO's own Tony Peppers will join us and we'll start our playoff picks, which will have a fabulous prize at the end of it. I'm not just making that up. So we'll take a break. We'll be back right after this. Partner, do-si-do. Populism is a sold-out show. Humanity is a nowhere scene. When everybody has an AR-15.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a non-profit, volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown Amerigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Alex Jones. I have believed from the very beginning these are real grassroots uprisings all over the Middle East, North Africa. But when the globalists came out and bragged that they were behind El Baradei and others and are trying to take credit for it, clearly they knew that these rebellions were coming, so they triggered it to make sure their people got in. So I think everybody who's been looking at this from different perspectives has been right.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones.
Weekdays at 1 on WGSO.
Atomic batteries to power.
Everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show.
May well possess
you recognize these clips, I'll tell you, you're in the right spot. Right here at Everything Old is New Again, WGSO 990 AM. Saturday afternoons at 1 o'clock, where we talk all things entertainment pop culture. Tune in, you'll love it. Saturday afternoon, 1 o'clock, right here at WGSO.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Maybe your portfolio should resemble your dinner, slowly cultivated, locally produced, and sustainable.
Join us at 5 p.m. Mondays for the Slow Money Show, WGSO 990.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves gives strong comments on how Donald Trump should spend his final days as president. Jeff Palermo has the story.
Graves told WWL News Director Dave Cohen that Mr. Trump should remove himself away from the public eye.
He effectively needs to resign.
Graves says Mr. Trump should not be out speaking, talking, or wielding the full authority and power of the White House in order to avoid more divisiveness.
All it does is it further ramps up exactly what led to the violence that we saw this week.
So who should run the country then?
Technically finding a way to hand over the keys to Pence.
I'm Jeff Palermo.
The state reported 105 deaths today, the second highest daily death toll from the virus in Louisiana. Governor Edwards says we've lost nearly 10 months of hard work to slow the spread of COVID, and despite all warnings, some still insist on ignoring mitigation measures. Currently, 2,069 COVID patients are hospitalized. Louisiana Radio Network.
Tire Rag.
Can everyone hear me okay? Everyone listen up. We don't want anyone to panic, okay? But there has been a COVID exposure here at the school.
But that's not getting in the way of your 2019 National Championship Tigers. Football season is back. Tiger Rag.
Hungry for LSU sports news?
I am starving. I just worked up a man-sized appetite.
Tiger Rag magazine is ready to serve.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Tiger Rag. Tiger Rag is the Bible of LSU sports.
All right, huddle up. Bring it in, guys.
Tiger Rag magazine.
Football, basketball, baseball, gymnastics, and so much more. Tiger Rag.
Tiger Rag.
Tiger Rag editor Ron Higgins and Tiger Rag assistant editor William Weathers cover all things LSU sports and interview some of the best guests in the biz.
I think we are underestimating.
Celebrating your 2019 National Championship Tigers.
Tiger Rag magazine on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com. Tiger Rag.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hi, I'm Tia. The upstairs-downstairs neighbor dynamic is so special. We have our own language. Like when I scream at my mom on the phone, the people downstairs bang on the ceiling to show their support.
The nighttime's the best time to rearrange furniture.
I call it midnight feng shui.
And if I sleep through my alarm in the morning, they bang on my door to wake me. So thoughtful.
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor, but we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Coming up tonight on WLAE-TV. At 7, get the latest news from around the state on Louisiana, the state we're in. At 7:30, it's Politics with a Punch with host Jeff Cruer. And at 9:30, discover the food, festivals, and fun of South Louisiana on award-winning series Go Coast. Watch us on Cox Channel 14, Charter Channel 11 and 711, and AT&T and Satellite Channel 32.
Welcome back to the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. It's streaming live on WGSO.com. All right, as promised, it's that time of the week. We're going to do our NFL Super. It's Super this year, by the way. Super Wild Card Weekend picks. And joining us is WGSO's Tony Peppers. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are y'all today?
Good. You almost sound like Mike did last night whenever I asked him how he was doing. Or whenever I put him on, he's like, hi.
Yeah, that's my voice.
This is what you always sound like.
Right. I'm super excited to be here.
Glad to be here, Doris.
Thank you. All right. So what did you say, Mike?
So super excited. I'm stoked.
Right. I'm going to need you guys to drink some Red Bulls or any type of energy drink before you come on the show next time. All right. So what we're going to do this year is we normally do picks every Friday, but we should make it a little bit interesting and have something that we can get out of this. So we're going to be – us three will play for – a fabulous gift certificate to 504 Craft Reserve. Thanks to those good folks for sending that over to us. And so, without any further ado, let's get started. Where do we want to start at? Let's start with the Saturday games. And so we've got the first game tomorrow is going to be at noon on CBS. And that's going to be the Colts at Buffalo. Tony, would you like to go first?
Man, that's a tough one. Honestly, I just can't believe I'm excited for this game. Like, if you would have told me at the beginning of the season, I would be most stoked for the Colts and the Bills. I wouldn't believe you. I think the Bills got it, though. The Colts have a really strong defense. They've been great all season, but so have the Bills. And I just don't think that the Colts really have the star power to hold the Bills back. I think Stephon Diggs, he's practicing. He says he's good, so he'll be playing. Cole Beasley's still questionable, but I think that the Bills just have too much going on. They have too much momentum to lose a game like this.
All right. I've been seeing that Stephon Diggs is a little banged up. His hamstring injury, if I'm not mistaken, is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. He went down last game, but he says he's fine, and I believe him.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Bills, but I will say, and this is not my pick. My pick is the Bills, but it would not surprise me if Indy could somehow manage to pull it off by a field goal. They've looked good. They look a lot better when everybody's playing at the same time, basically. You'll have a game where three people are playing good and other people aren't, and where one person's playing good, then a game of five, et cetera. But when they're all on the same page, they look good. I don't think, you know, if you played this game 20 times in a row, Buffalo would win it 17. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you still have those three games where Indy could pull it off. And so it would not surprise me if Indy would pull it out, but I'm going to go with Buffalo.
I agree with you. I don't think there's any magic for Phillip Rivers in this game. I know Indianapolis has a good defense, but I have seen a few things with DeForest Buckner being injured, and I'm not sure if he's going to play or not. But I think the Bills' firepower and the way that Josh Allen is playing right now, I just don't see Indianapolis beating them.
All right, so let's move to the NFC for the 3 o'clock game tomorrow, the 3:40 game, I should say. Rams will be at Seattle. So, Tony, who are you going with in that one?
I've been going with Seattle from the beginning of the season. They have been my Super Bowl contenders. I think it's going to be the Saints now, but the Seahawks, nonetheless, are still doing really great. The Rams are good as well, but the Seahawks have just been doing too well. I don't think they're going to lose to the Rams. The Rams have been choking a little bit. It's going to be a shootout for sure, but I give it to Seattle.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, to be honest, I kind of feel the same way, almost the same way about this one as the last one. I'm going with Seattle, but if the Rams, I don't give the Rams as much chance of pulling it off as Indy, but if they would, it wouldn't surprise me. But I am a little bit more willing to say I'm definitely pulling for Seattle in this one. They've had a number of games, especially against the Rams, where they didn't quite do what they were capable of, and I think this is when they show up and be like, hey guys, this is we're the real deal, look at us.
Yeah, the other wild card, no pun intended, is the fact that is Jared Goff going to play, because as it seems, it's going to be a game time decision. So you know, the thing is with the Rams and the Seahawks, they always play each other tough. It's kind of a rivalry game. I still think that Seattle's going to win the game. However, there's one thing I want to add to it, though. If it just so happened that Washington would be able to upset Tampa and the Rams would beat Seattle, we would get Washington next week, and then the Rams would have to go to Green Bay. So that would give us another week of not having to go to the cold. So just saying.
That would be nice.
Just saying. We'll put that out there. So speaking of the Bucks and Washington, that's the primetime game Saturday night. So, Tony, what do you think on that one?
Probably what everyone else thinks. Washington's had a great season, especially the second half. But at a certain point, you just got to be real and know it's time to pack your bags. Tom Brady is not going to lose in wild card weekend, especially not on a new team. He has too much to prove. And that being said, so do the rest of the Buccaneers. I don't see them losing at all. There might be a chance for an upset. Maybe, but definitely not. I got this by like two scores.
All right. Mike, what say you?
The only thing that I can add to that, and I agree, I'm going with Tampa. The only thing I can add to that is that the Bucs have not played good at all against good defensive lines this year. And that's one of the things that Washington has going for them. Now, does that mean that Washington's going to win the game? No, I don't think so. But I don't think it's going to be the blowout that all of the sports commentators are predicting. The sports commentators, they can be wrong, and it doesn't matter because they don't lose their job because of it. So they're saying, oh, well, he's Tom Brady. He's going to put up 1,000 points on him. I don't think it's going to be quite as much of a blowout as they think. I mean, it's not going to be a 3-point game, but it's not going to be the blowout that the people that make $1 million a year be wrong all the time want it to be.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't know. I've liked what's going on in Washington, but I still have to I have to be sensible about this. And I believe that we're going to be looking at a Tom Brady Drew Brees matchup next week in the Superdome.
Yep.
So I'm gonna have to go with Tampa, but this is one of the games that could go. It could be an upset. I will say that. And
the Bucks could over.
Yeah, they. I'll say this. I think that the Washington the Washington football team is on the upswing, and there's some good things coming their way. Yep, I like what they've done too. All right, so let's move on to Sunday at noon, Baltimore at Tennessee. Tony, what do you got?
Me first? Okay, cool. Man, I was really rooting for Tennessee at the start of the season, and I was really thinking the Ravens were just not where they needed to be. And now it's done a complete flip-flop over, like, the past 4 weeks. I think the Titans are just looking sloppy. They're not looking where they need to be at all. And the Ravens are just doing really well. So Lamar Jackson got sick, and now he's like Superman. I don't understand. The whole Ravens are just doing a lot better. I think they know what time of the season it is, and they're definitely pumping the gas. I give it to the Ravens.
All right, Mike, what do you think?
I like what Tony said about Tennessee looking sloppy towards the end of the year. The only thing that I have to say about this is that Lamar Jackson could possibly be the second quarterback in history to go to the playoffs his first 3 years and go 0-3 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, he's looked a lot more like Lamar Jackson towards the end of the season. The Titans have looked a lot less like the Titans. I'm going to have to go with Baltimore in this one.
All right. I am going to break from you two guys, and I'm going to say that he does go 0-3, and it's a big day of Derrick Henry and grinding down the clock, and I'm going Tennessee.
Oh, all right.
All right, so let's jump, though. We'll do the Saints last. Let's jump to the primetime game on Sunday, Browns at Steelers. Tony, what you got?
I've been laughing. When I was working this morning, I had ESPN on the TV, and all I could see was the Juju Smith-Schuster headline, and all I could do was agree with him. The Browns won last time, but they didn't really play the Steelers. They played the backup Steelers. Right. And the last time they played the real Steelers, it was some real steel. It was not a good day for the Browns. And I think it's going to be a repeat. I think the Steelers are going to crush them. Like Juju, I don't think it's going to be quite like Juju Smith said. I don't think they're no-name gray faces. But I don't think it's going to be a good day for Cleveland.
Yeah. What do you think, Mike?
I think I'm going to be the contrarian on this one. I'm going to go with the Browns, not by much. It's going to be 3 points or less, but I'm going with them because of exactly what Tony just said. They've got everybody saying, oh, there's no way y'all can do this. This season was a fluke. Y'all can't do it. And they're going to have that chip on their shoulder, just like I was saying about the Saints earlier. And I feel like Pittsburgh's going to go into this saying, hey, look, we got all of our starters. We got this. This is no problem. And I feel like Cleveland's going to pull it off.
All right, I put you down. I disagree. I think there's just too much against going against the Browns right now with no head coach and all the COVID issues and not being able to practice. I'm going to have to go with the Steelers on that one. So, all right, our last pick, the Bears at here in New Orleans against the Saints. Do I even need to ask all of you or –
I feel like you've already wrote my answer down.
Who dat, baby? The Bears got a good defense, but so do we. And Trubisky just is not going to cut the mustard. Who dat forever.
I agree. Who dat. And all right, Tony, thanks so much for calling in and giving your insight and your picks for the week. And I will. We're going to take a break and do some Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, and we'll be back after this.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
Join Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA every Friday on Facebook for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a webcast featuring New Orleans funk musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans who are impacted by COVID-19. You can also contribute during the show through the use of our virtual tip bucket. So be with us every Friday at 7 p.m. on Facebook to have a funky time and support our music community from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge. For more info, follow us on social social media at Fridays from the Funky Uncle.
Hi, I'm Pete Cannizzaro with Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Cannizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Cannizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with three locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CannizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
As an organ donor, your story doesn't have to end. The good in you can live on. In fact, you could save up to 8 lives with your gifts. Your heart could keep beating. Your kidneys could keep filtering. And your intestines could keep on digesting for others. And that's not all. You can improve the lives of 50 more people as an eye and tissue donor, restoring sight and health. And you're not just helping out the person receiving the transplant. You're touching whole families with your life-saving gift. Register in minutes. Just go to organdonor.gov. You'll be happy you did. And just maybe, someone else will be happy too. Sign up today. Go to organdonor.gov. It saves lives. U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM. And it's that time of the week again, Mike. It's Whiskey Tango Foxtrot time. So do you want to kick us off?
Jesus. Yes. Yes, I do.
All right.
I have a couple things I have to say before I read it.
Okay.
Number one, this is the most hilarious and the most horrifyingly embarrassing thing I've ever read on Whiskey Tango Foxtrot in the going on 3 years we've been doing this.
Okay.
Number two, this is not a joke website. This comes from The Guardian. This is one of the most prestigious newspapers in all of Great Britain.
Okay.
All right. So, and I read this over and over during the last two breaks so I could try not to laugh while reading it.
All right.
All right. Denmark launches children's TV show about man with giant penis.
All right.
You're not helping me. John Dillon has an extraordinary penis. So extraordinary that it can perform rescue operations, etch murals, hoist a flag, and even steal ice cream from children. Remember, people, this is an actual news story. The Danish equivalent of the BBC, the DR, has a new animated series aimed at 4 to 8-year-olds about John Dillerman, the man with the world's longest penis who overcomes hardships and challenges.
No pun intended on the hardships, though, right?
Oh, God, stop it. You're not helping. Unsurprisingly, the series has provoked debate about what good children's television shows should and should not contain. Since premiering on Saturday, this past Saturday, opponents have condemned the idea of a man who cannot control his penis. Is this really the message we want to send to children while we're in the middle of a huge Me Too movement? Wrote the Danish author Anne-Lise Marstrand-Jorgensen. The show comes just months after the TV show presenter Sophie Lind kickstarted Denmark's Me Too movement. Christian Groves, which I feel is a hilarious person to interview for this,
right,
an associate professor and gender researcher at Roskilde University, said he believes the program celebrates the power of male genitalia can only set equality back. It's perpetuating the standardized idea of a patriarchal society and normalizing locker room culture. That's been used to excuse a lot of bad behavior from men. It's not meant to be funny, so it's seen as harmless, but it's not. We're teaching this to our kids. Erla Heinesen Holst, whatever
sure.
Her name. This person's name. Yeah, sure. A clinical psychologist who works with family and children said she believes that show's opponents may be overthinking things. John Dillerman talks to children and shares their way of thinking. And kids do find genitals funny, she said. The show depicts a man who is not always in control, who makes mistakes, like kids do. But crucially, Dillerman always makes it right. He takes responsibility for his actions. When a woman in the show tells him he should keep his penis in his pants, for instance, he listens, which is nice. He is accountable. I don't care about the rest of it. That was good enough.
Wow.
Oh, I cannot believe I just read that.
Well, I'm sure there's plenty of jokes that we can put in there, but I'll leave it at that. I'll let it stand on its own merit. I was going to say stand up on its own merit, but it probably isn't wise. All right. So I know you've been drunk before, but have you ever been so drunk that you've changed your name to Celine Dion?
No, not that I know of. No.
Good. Well, unfortunately, a Staffordshire man has reportedly changed his legal name to Celine Dion following a night of intoxication. The 30-year-old man, formerly known as Thomas Dodd, was a huge fan of the singer and claimed to have had the idea to change his name while watching a virtual concert. He told Birmingham Live, "I'm slightly obsessed with Celine Dion, I'm not going to lie. During lockdown, I've been watching a lot of live concerts on the TV. I can only think I've been watching one of hers and had a great idea after a few drinks. After arriving home from work one day after Christmas, Dodd found a big white envelope waiting for him. He stated he nearly passed out after opening the document in his kitchen. He said, my initial concern was how on earth do I tell the HR department at work that I need to change my email footer? Now I'm thinking it could be a great way to get backstage. I'm just praying I don't get pulled over by the police for anything. That could get awkward. More annoyingly, I've paid for 8 extra certifications to prove it, and they are £10 each. He confirmed he did not intend on changing his name back for the time being, adding that it, quote, could have been worse, it could have been Boris Johnson. We're just lucky he doesn't have any live concerts. Earlier this year, comedian Joel Lycett also legally changed his name. It is being changed to Hugo Boss as part of a protest against the fashion giant's business practices. So there you go. It could always, no matter what dumb things we've done, we haven't done that.
Yeah, I agree, man. So, I know we've both done a lot of things that are leading up to that at some point, but for now, we're good.
Yeah, haven't changed my name to Celine Dion yet. So, yeah, I think that guy wins. I think that guy wins for drunkenness for the year.
And since I think he does.
He might get the 2020 award. There's still a lot of time left in 2021. So we'll leave Whiskey Tango Foxtrot there for this week, and we'll come back next week and see what else stupid things people have done. And then, Mike, do you have anything to add before we get out of here?
Hootat.
I agree
with
you.
Play Gloria.
I agree. I think that's the only thing we can do is say hootat and play Gloria. And we'll see you guys on Monday. Something to Say Radio Show content, go to somethingtosayradioshow.com. Follow us on Twitter at S2S Radio Show, and you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/somethingtosayradio.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation